Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Federal Education Secretary Arnie Duncan had some mixed news for Massachusetts during his brief visit to Boston yesterday. While warning of potential teacher layoffs next year, Duncan also said he's optimistic about the state's application for the $250 million available in the next round of the competition for Race to the Top federal education funding. WBUR's Deborah Becker wraps up the trip in this report.
Secretary Duncan started the day as Lesley University's commencement speaker, where he warned that state and local budget cuts could force 300,000 teachers across the country to lose their jobs in the next school year, and about 4,000 of those would be in Massachusetts. He singled out Brockton as an example of what might happen if Congress does not pass a $23 billion education jobs bill.
The town of Brockton, not far from here, has sent layoff notices to 480 teachers, more than a third of the city's 1,200 teachers. If Congress does not take swift action now, millions of children will experience those cutbacks through increased class size, reductions in class time, cuts to early childhood programs, and reduced course offerings, extracurricular activities, and summer school.
It was a message Duncan repeated often during the three stops he made on his whirlwind visit to Massachusetts. At a roundtable discussion with state education officials at the Paul Revere School in Revere, he touted Massachusetts as a national model for education reform.
I think anyone's going to fundamentally change that and challenge that status quo. I don't know of a better state that has an opportunity than here in Massachusetts.
But many state educators are still smarting that Massachusetts lost out in the first round of competition for so-called Race to the Top education funds. One reason Massachusetts lost was because it would not commit to national education standards that have not yet been developed but could end up being lower than the state standards already in place. Duncan briefly spoke with reporters yesterday and said he understands those concerns.
That's something for the state to consider, but I think those standards are going to be very, very high, and no one has any interest in dumbing down standards.
Mm-hmm. Massachusetts is at the table helping to develop them. This is a remarkable state, and they had a great application in round one, and I look forward to them having an even better application in round two.
Round two is worth about $250 million for Massachusetts. State education officials say they're working on an application, but they are considering even whether to apply because of several obstacles. One, of course, is the standards, so they say this time Massachusetts' application will outline a plan to adopt the national standards so long as they are on par with the state's. There's also the question of teacher union support. The American Federation of Teachers, which represents Boston teachers, is not behind Race to the Top. It calls it punitive rather than collaborative. Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson held a closed-door meeting with Secretary Duncan at the Josiah Quincy School yesterday, and she said she's continuing to talk with the union.
It is disappointing that the leadership of the American Federation of Teachers here in Massachusetts chose not to support it. And so we continue to have conversations and dialogue with our own local, and I think I'm optimistic that we're going to reach agreement.
But they won't have much time left. The round two application is due at the end of this month. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker. For WFCR and WNNZ,